All right, welcome back. Where was I last time? I think I was talking about getting back to Korea from America. So I should probably step back a little bit and mention that the flight back to America from Korea is about 15 hours. So I didn't have a direct flight because that costs a lot of money. And actually, I got really lucky because I had some problems even filing for my vacation time. And so I had to wait quite a while to even book a flight. And obviously, that's not a good thing because you should try to book flights as early as possible because seats fill up and then the routes get more expensive and it's just not good. So for a while, I was kind of depressed because it seemed like I wasn't going to be able to go home at all. And I just, at that point, I kind of needed a little break from being here. Nothing against Korea, but it was just it was a little difficult at that time because I don't know, I guess I was just homesick and wanted to see my family and eat delicious American food. So I finally got all the vacation time cleared, and so every day I was looking on I think Expedia, and all the flights were like $2,500 and up, and actually I would only be compensated for, or reimbursed rather, for 2,000 of that. So, being the cheapskate that I am, I was trying to find a really cheap route. And actually, then I popped over to Travelocity one day, which I had never tried before. And by coincidence, I found a flight. It was a bunch of air carriers, but it was a flight plan that only cost, I think, $1,900, and that was pretty awesome. And I also needed, I had some criteria, which is that I needed it to leave not too early in the morning and also not to get back on my return flight too late, just because the airport is not anywhere near where I live, so I had to factor in commuting time, obviously. So the both times on the flight. First, when I was leaving, I had a 2-hour flight on Korean Air to Shanghai Pudong International Airport. And then I would have a 3-hour layover there and proceed with a like 14-hour American Airlines flight all the way to Chicago. So I got to Shanghai and I was pretty excited because, I mean, even though it was just a layover, I'd never been to China before. And I got there and I had a pretty terrible experience in the airport. Or not just an experience, I guess multiple experiences, which kind of turned me off to going back to China a little bit, but it was really dumb. So I'm obviously not going to base everything about the country on that. So yeah, I am still going to go, obviously, because I have a lot of friends there and also speak a moderate amount of Chinese, not that great, but still enough to be able to converse for a while and think and express my thoughts. So, yeah, the customer service in the airport was just awful. And so, and also the layout, as everybody I've talked to who's also been there has confirmed, is just makes no sense for transfer flights. So I wandered around the terminals for probably a good half hour just because I would there were signs that would be like domestic what was it? Domestic transfers and international transfers, and you'd follow the international transfer sign and it wouldn't go anywhere. And I kept asking different airport employees in English and in Chinese, like, where is this where's the American Airlines counter I need to transfer to this flight? And they, without even talking, they would just point in a random direction, and that was it. And so, there was thankfully one guy in the airport that was very nice, and he didn't actually work for the airport. He just happened to work for a hotel and was at the airport. And he told me where to go in English and then chatted me up in Chinese for a while, so that was pretty nice of him, and I definitely appreciate that. Nothing much to say about the American Airlines flight. The customer service with flight attendants was good, but 15 hours in between people is terrible, so that was not so cool.